Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mama of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, welcome to Mama of Many, day six of 2020 Thrive, where we are going live for over 25 days and leaning into everything that heaven would have to say to us. I'm just obediently releasing what I sense the Lord showed me to do. So sometimes we've got to step out in the ridiculous to see the miraculous. So I just pray that as we lean into heaven today, the Lord is going to speak to you in a super special way. And I am here tucked away where I hope I'm not going to wake the rest of the house up as I release this to you, because I like to get these words out UK time, going live by 5 a.m. so that you can be leaning in to what the Lord wants to be revealing. He is unconcealing his truths to his children at this time, to those who are hungry for him, and he's setting us up for our greatest win here in 2025. I was just speaking with our group who meets in our home. It was the first one of the year, our soul group, we call it. And I was sharing with them on this 2020 Thrive that maybe it's starting to get up your nose and you're thinking, why do you even call these 25 messages 2020 Thrive? And what's it all about? Well, I know that we frame our world with our words. When you look out into 2025, what do you see? For some, it can look pretty perilous. It can look pretty scary. Our world is in quite a fragile, to put it politely, position right now. Our world is in need of Jesus. And there's so much brokenness out there. There's so many disasters. There is so much fear-mongering going on in our world that I don't want you looking out into strife and into struggling. And I don't want you looking out and thinking, when you think of 2025, I don't want you to think of 2025 with anything negative. I want you to frame this year, frame your world with your words. So when you think of it, may this get so instilled in you, 2020 Thrive. The Lord, no matter what is going on around you, the Lord has you in his cocoon. He has you in his presence. When your life is hidden with Christ in God, you have nothing to fear. You know those Russian dolls? I'm just seeing a picture I'm reminded of right now. I used to love them. Had this Russian doll when I was a little child, and you'd open it up, and they called them Russian dolls. You'd open it up and inside was another doll. Then you'd open it up again and inside was another one, till you had this whole family of about five little dolls until you came to the little baby one inside it. And that little baby, if you like, it's a picture of us, our lives hidden with Christ in God. We are safe and secure in him. We're like inside this armored tank. Can you just imagine going through a war zone and it's being fired at from every direction? You're looking through the windows that are armored windows of protection, so you can see out, but nothing, no harm can get in, and you just carry on strong. Well, that is a very fallible picture, prophetically, of our infallible God who surrounds us, our impenetrable God who protects us, that as our lives are hidden with Christ in God, the Lord wants to say to you today, you can go forward into this year confidently, fearlessly. The Lord wants you going forward faithfully, full of faith, because the Lord has you. He's surrounding you, above you, beneath you, and all around you are the everlasting arms. And I didn't mean to say any of that, but hey, let's just lean into what heaven has to say, because you don't need another voice right now. What you need is his voice. And I pray that his voice today will make the difference in your life in every way. What I want to share is a powerful word in Genesis 18, 17 to 19, just for a few moments today, a beautiful promise that the Lord has for us. Sometimes we make God's will for our lives, his purposes for our lives, so complicated. Well, listen to what God's plan and purpose was for Abraham. And you can claim this for your life too. The Lord said in verse 17, "Should I hide from Abraham my plan?" the Lord asked. "For Abraham will certainly become a great and mighty nation, a great and mighty man of God." God is calling you to be great and mighty in him and through him. And as he makes you a great and mighty man and woman of God, then he's going to multiply you. He's going to reproduce through you his greatness. Says, "All the nations of the earth will be blessed through him. I have singled him out so that he will direct his sons and their families to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just." Just do it this year. Just do what the Lord's word tells you to do. Just obey him all the way. Just do it. Let's take that Nike slogan for our own and let's just do what the Lord would have us to do. And then we're going to see the Lord produce great and mighty miracles, great and mighty works, great and mighty multiplication through us. "Then I will do for Abraham all that I have promised." I want to break this down into three things that the Lord has shown me, three promises within this year that you can take as your assurance. Number one, this is a year of revealing, unconcealing, and bringing to light. The Lord wants you to know he is not hiding from you. The Lord says, "Seek me and you shall find me when you search for me with all your heart." He says that when we seek him, we will find him. Do you know when I would play hide and seek with my kids? Little Judah now, he's just turned 8. Well, all of our 5 kids, when I've played that game, I would get to the point and they would maybe get tired of looking. I'm longing for them to find me. I'll breathe heavy. I'll do anything for them to come and find me. And then whenever they find me, well, there's great excitement. There would be cuddles. They could be rolling on the floor. It was so much fun. The Lord wants you to know, just as parents, he is the ultimate parent of all. He wants us to find him. He wants to reveal to us himself, his purposes, his plans for our lives. But often it's us who are hiding away from him, just like Adam and Eve through sin. We are cut off from God. And the Lord came looking for them. He's coming looking for you this year. And he's saying, "Where are you? Put your name in there. Where are you, Adam? Where are you, Eve?" And the Lord wants to draw you near to him. He's not hiding from you. He's drawing near to you. But where are you? Will you draw near to him at this time? The Lord wants to share his plans and secrets, his purposes for your life with those who fear him. It says in the word of God that the Lord does nothing without first showing his prophets. In 2 Chronicles 20, verse 20, we can read, "Believe in the Lord your God and you shall be established. Believe his prophets and you shall prosper." Just like the Lord revealed his plan to Abraham, the Lord is going to reveal his plan for your life. I remember a time when I had literally just gone into working full time in Christian ministry in church a number of years ago now. And the Lord had put property very strongly on my heart. But the need at that time for our church was the call. And great friends of mine, some of our closest, nearest and dearest friends, had moved to Australia and they had been pastoring and leading the ministries within our senior pastor at our church. And they'd asked me to step in for that season. So as I prayed about it, my husband and I, we knew that that was the call. And as I stepped up and stepped into it for the time that the Lord had me to do that, the Lord bless that, but there was a kingly anointing on my life and there was a priestly anointing on my life. That kingly anointing is often into the marketplace, is to rule and to reign in this world. Each and every one of us are called to rule and reign as his kings and priests. That double anointing is all of ours at this time, and to be priests who minister to him. And then as we first and foremost minister to the Lord, we minister to the people. The dog's up, if you can hear pitter-pattering of feet in the background. And the Lord, as he led me into church for that season, our senior pastor, who I love dearly, he was invited by Cindy Jacobs, a great American prophet who was coming to lead a conference in the city at that time. And there was going to be a leader's afternoon tea happening. And he asked me to go along with him. Well, whilst I was there and I felt like I was laying down my all for the call and for the cause of God at that time, which is all that our lives should ever be about, the Cindy Jacobs stood up to speak. And as she was speaking and prophesying over everybody at this particular gathering, she suddenly cut through her what she was saying, her speech. And midway through, she went completely out of context and she said, property, property, property. God has put into somebody's heart property. And the Lord would say to you that you have given all for his call, and now the Lord is going to fulfill that desire he's placed within you for property. And the Lord will use you. You will be blessed in property, and the Lord will use you to be a blessing to many too. Well, sure enough, the Lord fulfilled his word. And I've always loved church and flown in with church and ministry, but God had within me a property business to bring forth. And from that property business, many people have been blessed through below market value property. By God's word, everything will be established. I'm saying that to say God doesn't hide his plans away. The Lord confirmed his word to me. Prophecy will always either be a confirmation, or the Lord will speak to you through a prophetic word, and then the Lord will always confirm it to you. By the mouths of two or three witnesses, everything is established, and everything is established on God's word. And I love that our property business, Hollingerfield Investments, was established on God's word, and it will continually be built upon God's word. And it was established to be blessed, to be a blessing. It was established to fuel Christian ministry, and through that business, I've been blessed to be able to be a blessing and go out and minister in Africa, go to other nations. And I believe that increasingly that will be so in the days ahead. Ask of me and I will give you the nations for your inheritance. This isn't a time for us to hold back, but to push forward, because there is a great harvest that the Lord wants us to reap. The workers are few, the harvest is great. Let's give our all for the call and the cause of Christ. The secret of the Lord, Psalm 25 verse 14 says, is with those who fear him. That word fear doesn't mean who cower away in fear, but who, oh, love him, honour him and adore him. Those worshippers of God. I love the way it's put in the Passion Translation. There's a private place reserved for the devoted lovers of Yahweh, the Lord, where they sit near him and receive the revelation secrets of his promises. The Lord has secrets to reveal to you. Do you know, the Lord gave me a word for somebody just the other day. I was praying and somebody's face came to my mind, and I knew instantly that I needed to. I've been saying this year, we need to take action. When the Lord says something to us, just do it. You are never responsible for the outcome, but you are responsible for your obedience to whatever the Lord shows you to do. You're responsible for your faith and taking those steps of faith. And increasingly, when the Lord shows me to do something, I'm just stepping out and doing it. And that was just the word that that person needed at that time. God wants to not hide his plans, but he wants us to step out, to partner with his plans, and to release his works and wonders on the earth. So if you're wanting to know what direction to take this year, the Lord isn't hiding. that from you. Trust him. He is about to unveil. He is about to reveal. He's going to unconceal and he's going to bring to light the path he'd have you to take. His word is a light to your feet and a lamp to your path. Should I hide my plan from Abraham? No, 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 no. The Lord revealed his plan to Abraham, and the Lord will reveal his plan to you. Number two, the Lord would say today, boundless blessings on you, in you, and through you. We read, the nations will be blessed through you, the Lord said to Abraham. That was God's promise, and it's his promise for you today as you take it for your life and through faith you apply it. Every blessing blocker removed in Jesus' name. The Lord wants to get his blessings to you. There's no problem with God to get his blessings to you. It's whether or not he can get his blessings through you. As I've said before, don't close your hands tight. Don't hold them into yourself, but be that open-handed, open-hearted vessel of the Lord that he can continually trust to flow his blessings through you. One day of favor is worth a lifetime of labor. Get ready for God's blessings today. Wow, that is a word from the Lord, and somebody needs to receive it today. You're going to be blessed in your workplaces, blessed when you wake up, blessed in your schools, blessed relationally, blessed financially, blessed positionally, blessed in your store, cupboards and fridges, blessed in hospitality, blessed in health, all for him and all for his glory. Jesus said, what you do for the least of these, you do for me. God wants you blessed in your nation and blessed to be a blessing to the nations. Our nations need Jesus today. Don't think, who am I? The Lord says, you are a child, a son and a daughter of the Most High. Hold your head high. You represent Jesus Christ. And in our nations, let's be praying for our nations. I'm praying for where I am in the UK, that they will turn to the Lord, that the leaders of our nations, our governments will turn to the Lord and be saved, that the government will be upon, the word of God says, is upon Jesus' shoulders. May the governments of this world increasingly stop trying to put the weight on their own shoulders because they're failing and they're fading fast. But may they look to the Lord, the only one who can carry the nations and who can restore us once more. The Lord, I believe that our nations need us. They need his light in darkness. So let us rise and shine. It's time. Boundless blessings to you, in you, and then through you. All the nations of the earth will be blessed through you. And thirdly, today, the Lord wants you to know he's chosen you. We read, I have singled him out so that he will direct his sons and their families to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is just and right. What a commission was given to Abraham. So often we complicate what God has called us to do, when in reality, first and foremost, strengthen your core, I believe the Lord is saying today. You are chosen. Yes, you. You've been accepted. You're not rejected. You are the beloved of the Lord. That's sometimes quite an old-fashioned word, but the Lord used it so often throughout scripture to describe his love for David, to describe his love for his own. He called them beloved, like I would call my husband, honey, darling. He called them beloved. And within that is just be loved. Will you stop stressing and striving? Will you just be loved? Do you know my children? They'd often laugh now, the older ones, the younger one is still in the midst of this, but I would whisper in their ears and I would tell them, you're my favourite. And for years they'd go through with a little smile on their face and they'd snuggle in closer and tighter and they were so happy and thrilled, believing quite rightly that they were my favourite, until one day they started to talk amongst themselves and it came out, the truth was out. But Mummy said that I was her favourite, Joshua would say to Sam. And Sam was like, but no, Mum said that I'm her favourite. And it would go on until then they confronted me. And I explained to them, but both of you are my favourite. I love you. You're my child. You are my favourite. And I believe that the Lord wants you to know today he favours you. He loves you. And I love that our child number five, little Judah, he will often snuggle up and I will whisper in his ear, you're my favourite. And he's still there right now. And every one of us are God's favourite. Let's not doubt it. Let's shout it from the rooftops. Don't make it complicated. You're chosen. You are beloved. Just be loved. And don't make his call complicated on your life. Look what God called Abraham to do. It blew me away that he would direct his sons and their families to keep the way of the Lord. Integrity begins at home. Let me be a person of integrity, the psalmist said, in my own home. It's integral to everything. At the core of our life, let there be integrity. At the core of our marriage, let there be integrity. At the core of our families. And as we strengthen our core, as we ensure that our core is strong, out of that, everything else will flow on strong. That's the key to success in your workplace, in relationships, in every area of your life. Just like Abraham, first and foremost, make the first thing first this year. Let's focus on what is God's priority and seek first what he tells us to seek first, which is his kingdom, it's his ways, it's living our lives according to his word, and then everything else we need will fall into place and will be added to us. Strengthen your core so everything can flow out pure, clear, and strengthened. Strong homes the Lord desires this year. That's why we're going live with 2020 Thrive. Strong relationships, strong families, which will lead to strong communities and nations that can be blessed. It starts there. And out of that, wow, as our core is strong, just as God promised, we see here to Abraham, I will certainly make Abraham a great and mighty nation. From strong men and women of the Lord, strong families, strong marriages, God will produce strong churches. And from that, our nations can be blessed once more as we return to the word and to the ways of the Lord. In Jesus' name, are you ready to pray today? Father, we come to you. We thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we are called by you. Thank you, we are blessed to be a blessing. Thank you, Lord, that you desire for us to strengthen our core. And then out of strong cores, out of strong marriages, out of strong lives, out of strong men and women of God, out of strong churches, we can release that strength and blessing to nations. Lord, bless us that we may be a blessing this year because you have desired to bless us. Show us your purposes and your plans so that we may walk in them and we may stand against all the evil strategies of darkness. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you today. See you tomorrow.